From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkish police are stepping up their search for the gunman responsible for killing 39 people and wounding dozens more during a New Year's celebration at a nightclub in Istanbul. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility Monday for the latest attack in Turkey, a country where there is growing concern over terrorism. Zlatika Hoke reports.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the terror groups are trying to destabilize Turkey. In a written statement, he vowed to fight to the end, not only against the armed attacks, but also the forces behind them. But the president is at least partly responsible for the rise of violence in his country. Michael O'Hanlon, director of research at the Brookings Institution in Washington, told Al Hura Television.
I'm not blaming the whole problem on Erdogan himself, but he chose to escalate and to make a more sort of military-style confrontation out of what perhaps could have been handled partly in political ways. And also his squashing of internal dissent has been extreme and extraordinarily regrettable for a country like Turkey, which is so sophisticated and so advanced.
Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
Iraqi police and hospital officials say at least 30 people were killed and about 25 others injured Monday when a suicide bomber detonated an explosives-laden pickup truck in a busy market area in Baghdad. Many of the dead are day laborers who were waiting for jobs. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast, but it is similar to attacks carried out by the Islamic State. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Somali officials say at least 7 people were killed and 17 others injured in 2 huge suicide car bombs near Mogadishu's international airport on Monday. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility for the attack. This was the second time the group used the tactic of back-to-back suicide vehicles, with the first meant to provoke panic and the second meant to cause maximum casualties. Turkey's military said Monday 22 militants were killed when its warplane struck Islamic State targets in Syria. Syrian monitors, meanwhile, say hundreds of civilians have fled villages outside the Syrian capital as fighting continues between government forces and several rebel groups. The fighting comes despite a truce brokered by Russia, Syria, and Turkey that took effect early Friday and is said to be largely holding in other areas of the country. South Korea said on Monday North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has shown determination to continue nuclear provocations. In his New Year's address to the nation, Kim Jong-un hinted Pyongyang may ring in the new year with another test launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile. But RAND Corporation Korea analyst Bruce Bennett doubts the claim.
The missile before the ICBM is the Musudan missile, which has much less range, and in 2016, he tested it 8 times. It failed 7 of the 8. So I think North Korea's still got some problems with their design of ballistic missiles that they've got to sort out. But they might sort it out early in 2017. We really don't know.
North Korea conducted 2 nuclear tests in 2016, undeterred by international rebukes and increased sanctions. U.S. President Barack Obama says he will deliver a farewell address next week reflecting on the successes during his White House tenure and offering his thoughts on where the country heads as President-elect Donald Trump assumes power on January 20th. Obama is meeting Wednesday with Democrats in Congress in an effort to devise a strategy to protect his signature domestic achievement, national health care reforms, that Trump and Republican lawmakers have vowed to quickly repeal, even though they have yet to agree on what replacement policies they plan to adopt. And South Korean prosecutors said Monday the daughter of the confidant of disgraced President Park Geun-hye has been arrested in Denmark. Authorities are working to get her to return home in connection with the corruption scandal. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.